Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
Our election coverage continues apace with a GARF candidate, 61-year-old Martin Perkins. Hails originally from Somerset, a married man with a family. Sailing, swimming and rugby man. He also plays in a folk band. An independent candidate with no previous political experience. Good morning to you.
Good morning, John. Thank you for that introduction.
Yeah, you are a precision engineer with an aerospace company.
Absolutely, yes.
You say you want to be an agent for teamwork and change and not a yes man or a sideline moaner. Have you been in the past a sideline moaner? Do you sit there saying things could be different?
I've never been a sideline moaner, John. I've always got my sleeves rolled up and got stuck in. And if we can bring a bit of nous to government where we have it in the factory that everybody gets together, gets around the table and formulates an answer to the problem, I think that's exactly what government needs.
So why did you decide to go into politics? You reached an age where a lot of people would sort of start taking it easy and say, I've earned my rest.
Well, I enjoy the Isle of Man and I really value the quality of life we have here. And I think that the skills I can bring to the next government, hopefully, will pick the place up a bit. Let's smile a bit. Let's get engaged. Let's get the Isle of Man in the outside world. We have to think globally.
You say the public view of the Manx political scene is a bare bit of one-upmanship and backbiting while perusing personal agendas, yet you want to be in there.
Well, I was probably in a bad mood when I wrote that, John, but I think we've got to change and the politicians have got to set a good example to the general public and we've got to pull everybody up by their bootstraps. When you're on a downward spiral, it's very easy to sit in the corner and knock everything. We've got to get the general public behind the Isle of Man. Go out there, sell the Isle of Man, use all our contacts and put the Isle of Man back on its feet.
Interestingly, looking at what you say that should be done, you focus a lot on the south of the constituency around Onchan and even Port Jack and bus services around that area. In fact, Onchan was the top of your list. And that's only just a recent addition to the constituency. Why do you think that's important?
Well, there are a lot of people in Onchan that we must look after. And one of their concerns is...
So it's practical. You're after votes, are you?
Well, you have to. If you're going to get in to make a difference, you've got to. And people in Laxey either know me or hate me. So they're either going to vote for me or they're going to vote against me. And I'm wasting my time really trying to convince the non-voters to vote for me. It's going to be won or lost in Onchan. And, you know, using engineering experience, it's the Pareto theory, 80-20. You focus on the biggest result you can possibly get. And as Onchan don't know me, I think we should focus on that at the moment.
Well, speaking of engineering, you want to reduce tram service and go for the, well, I didn't quite understand this, the promenade light option. Did I read that right, L-I-T-E?
A reduced tram service. The horse tram service.
The horse
right,
tram okay, service, yeah.
Well, that's all been done and dusted now, hasn't it?
But a promenade light option, what does that
promenade
mean?
Promenade light, do we need to give it a quick dusting? Having sort of looked into it a bit more carefully, I don't think we can because there's pretty inherent problems with Victorian sewers and cellars of the hotels coming out under the prom. But we do need to address the promenade.
A photographic ID before you get in the boat.
That is
it's all down to security. We're not got enough of security, you think?
Well, if you read Gary Roberts's police report, towards the end, and I can't remember what page it is, but towards the end, that's one of the things that he feels that the tools we should give him in his arsenal against the travelling criminals. We don't open our front door to anybody at home. Why should the Isle of Man open a front door to criminals, possible drug pushers? You know, if your teenage son or daughter was involved with drugs, you would wish the police had every opportunity
But is there a danger of giving the police too much power, too much authority? Authority over the individual.
The do-gooders say that, but if you had your house burgled and, we show our ID on the plane all the time, don't we? And we do not bat an eyelid. And it's just an addition to that. I do know there's a protocol with Europe. Now, once we come out of Europe, we can have a good look at this. There is also a memorandum of understanding. But if the Isle of Man is a small government and it had the gumption to say we're going to mandate the fact that we show ID on the boat, what are the other people going to do to us? Tit for tat, they're not going to invoke international sanctions, are they?
Can I just quickly quote on pensions? You say we must all take the nasty medicine together and share the pain. So pain to come.
Pain is to come, isn't it, I think. And as long as we all take the medicine together, people will understand that.
Martin Perkins, standing in GARF, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, John.